Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You knew the job was dangerous when you took it, Fred.
I have a question. Shh, be respectful of me.
You can act like a man!
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
I guess I should salute you as a worthy adversary and all that, but the truth is, I really did hate your guts.
This is El Single Storm Podcast.
I don't think it's a debate anymore. I think Joe Biden is a colossal screw-up. I just do. And I think that the results from his occupation of the Oval Office speak for themselves. The idea that we are experiencing massive inflation, groceries, gas, the cost of living going through the roof, open borders, a world in chaos and meltdown, and yes, staring down the barrel of World War III, I think are just a fraction, really, of the testament that shows that Joe Biden is one of the biggest failures ever to occupy the Oval Office because he has an agenda that is decidedly anti-American. I'm not the only one observing this. Where the Chris Salcedo Show got its start on the Blaze Radio Network, Glenn Beck commenting on this stuff as well. Listen.
Seeing now is such an incompetent president. He has screwed this country up so many different ways. We're an unprepared military. Gas prices, we go to war, gas prices will easily be $10 a gallon. There'll be shortages of things because he has screwed us in the end. But you look at this, we're a nation that is unprepared for war for the first time in my lifetime. We are sitting back the way we were maybe right before World War I. That's not a good place to be.
No, it's not a good place to be. Glenn is absolutely correct. I want to read something to you folks. This is this was posted on X by Sarah Fields. This email was sent out to all Air Force members on October 13th, 2023 by Frank Kendall, Secretary of the Air Force. He is a member in good standing of the Democrat Socialist Party. As someone who served in the Army, I am not new to the Chair Force jokes. However, at this point, the entire U.S. military has become a joke. I'm glad I got out when I did, when, quote, stress cards began to enter the conversation, and we laughed at the idea. We knew how ridiculous the idea was to introduce a card that would provide you with a break during training. We knew that bullets didn't care how stressed you were. Remember, this is a Democrat, folks. However, this ridiculous joke that myself and my brothers and sisters in arms used to laugh at has now become a reality. This soft and weak military we have created will not save us. Seasoned veterans and strong men might be our only hope for defending this land. So, this is a Democrat pointing to the fact that Joe Biden and socialists have turned our military into the social experiment petri dish that we've been outlining in conservative media for quite some time. And I ran this memo by some individuals I know who are high-ranking former military, a general and a colonel. And I said, seems to me that Joe Biden, with all of his foreign policy stupidity, is sending us right into the jaws of World War III. And the Democrat Party is making sure that the United States loses that war. And they did not disagree with me. The most recent attack on Israel, proof positive of the failure of Joe Biden and his enemy first proclivities. This regime in Washington, D.C., has been bending over backwards to make sure American resources go to China. American resources aid Mother Russia. That's right. Russia is able to charge a premium for their oil because Joe Biden is taking all of our oil offline. By the way, have you seen their forecasting now? $200 a barrel after the Middle East chaos broke out after Hamas attacked Israel and Israel retaliated and is continuing to retaliate. And that's, of course, going to do what? It's going to send our inflation even higher than it was. It's going to harm Americans. But folks, it's just the tip of the iceberg. Now you've got the People's Republic of Iran, the number one state sponsor of terrorism, saying, well, you know what? If Israel continues its offensive in Gaza to retaliate against Hamas's attack, then we're going to have to step in because Iran isn't afraid of the United States. You know why Iran isn't afraid of the United States? Because they're being backstopped by communist China, where all of our money is going to communist China. They're being backstopped by Mother Russia. And those countries have teamed up together, and everybody seems to be defecting away from the United States because now they are keenly aware that we're being run by a doofus and his doofus party. And they know that the United States is teetering on the brink of irrelevancy. And it's courtesy of the Democrat Socialist Party. And it's courtesy of the leader, so-called leader, that they have burdened us with. Here's Joe Biden breaking out into shouting at a Jewish event. He was at this Jewish event because he had been so criticized for his lackluster response in the opening days of the Hamas attack. He had to go and talk to Democrat Jews to assure them, oh, no, no, I'm still on your side.
That's why I took my kids, everyone, when they turned 14 years old, one at a time, put them on a plane and took them to Dachau. I wanted them to see that you could not not know what was going on walking through those gates. You could not fail to understand as a country what was going on.
You know that people with his alleged affliction tend to break out in just random acts of anger. Biden then tried to restrain Israel's response. And the same breath trying to assure the Jews that, oh, no, no, I am with the Israelis and their righteous anger and their righteous ability to go out and avenge the thousands of their people that are dead or captured or worse by Hamas. Then he tried to hold back Israel. Listen to this.
It is really important that Israel, with all the anger, frustration, and just, I don't know how to explain it, that exists, is that they operate by the rules of war. The rules of war. And there are rules of war. And I believe Israel is doing everything in its power to pull the country together, stay on the same page, and we're going to do everything in our power to make sure Israel succeed and, God willing, to bring home those Americans who are in harm's way.
Yeah. 37 Americans so far dead. And what has Team Biden done in response? Nothing. John Kirby from the podium last week saying, oh, we don't have enough information. So the United States isn't going to act right now, but we don't believe they will react ever. I want you guys to listen to an exchange between James Rosen and Admiral Kirby, because James Rosen put this in historical perspective, and this shows you the level of weakness and anti-Americanism that this administration, this regime has. Listen.
27 Americans killed is a very large number. That is larger than the number of Americans who were killed by terrorists during our withdrawal from Afghanistan, larger than the number of Americans killed at the USS Cole, larger than the number of Americans killed at Benghazi or beheaded by ISIS. And I believe it's accurate to say that after all of those events, direct U.S. military action was ordered by the Commander-in-Chief. 27 Americans killed. Why is it the posture of the Biden administration to just let Israel handle this job, in essence, instead of U.S. forces going in and getting the guys that killed our people?
James, we will do, as Jake said, everything we can to get those American hostages home with their families. We recognize that they are not the only people being held hostage. Other nationalities are included in that group. We don't have enough information right now to make a policy decision about how to do it. So I can appreciate the sense of urgency in your question. Believe me, we share it.
Yeah, it doesn't really seem that way, does it, folks? Doesn't really seem like they share any urgency whatsoever, do they? Because they're incompetent. Because they have no willingness, they have no will to actually act in the advancement of what is in the best interest of the American people. They're always worried about China's best interest and Iran's best interest and Mother Russia's best interest and Ukraine's best interest, but always put Americans last. And they are paralyzed. This regime is paralyzed, operating in our best interest because they don't believe in our best interests. That is the curse that we are burdened with a Democrat Socialist Party. The show behind the show, this is how we start the week off on the Salcedo Storm podcast. It roars your way next.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Are you sick of all these Medicare commercials? Well, what if you're under 65 and need quality, affordable health coverage? American Medical Plan specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero copays at the doctor and no deductible on all outpatient services, including surgeries. You pick your doctors and hospitals. There are private plans, enroll anytime, and they are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If you're paying too much for your own health insurance, call American Medical Plans. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
Do you support the sanctity of life? Our military, our veterans, our first responders? Well, so does Patriot Mobile. They have great discounts for all of those folks, plus you multi-line users out there. But that's not where Patriot Mobile stops. They continue their support by donating millions every single year to conservative causes that you and I care about. And if that isn't enough to get you to switch, how's about the fact that Patriot Mobile isn't limited to just one network? They have all three major carriers. That means they provide an industry-leading coverage guarantee. Need more reasons to switch? When you go to patriotmobile.com/storm and you switch to Patriot Mobile, you support me. So you get great value, support the causes you love, and keep your liberty-loving Latino's voice independent, all for making the switch and putting your hard-earned money that you're already spending to work at battling the woke. Call 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT, or go to patriotmobile.com/storm. Use the promo code STORM. That gets you free activation. 972-PATRIOT at patriotmobile.com/storm.
Genital mutilation is happening to Texas kids. These abusive medical practices are being pushed by the radical woke leftists in our state. You can go to texasscorecard.com to learn more and get real news for real Texans.
Folks, time for the show behind the show. Our buddy Sean Chastain joining for another week to kick us off with some fun and frivolity and maybe some observations of what's happening in the world around us. Hey, man.
Hey, how are you, Paul?
I'm okay. I'm all right. World War III and all that kind of stuff.
All that, you know.
Notwithstanding. Well, good grief.
Yeah, but at least we got some cool weather to enjoy the end of the world, so that's been nice.
It has been gorgeous in Texas.
I have been extremely frustrated, though. Last week, I bought a battery for my Harley because I hadn't ridden it in a year. And put the battery in, started right up, everything's good. Kind of ran out of time to get it out and cleaned up and everything. So this yesterday, early morning, I got up and went to fire it up, and I think my fuel pump went out. So
no. Well,
dag nabbit.
Well, dude, you know what? If you let something sit long enough, what?
Yeah, I think what's happened is just the fuel got turned rancid and probably gummed everything up in there. And
yep.
So now I got to put a new fuel pump in my bike, and I'm mad about that.
New fuel pump, and you got to flush it out, right? You just got to – there's a whole process there to get it out of the
– Yeah. I mean, you know, on a motorcycle, it's not that big a deal, but the installing the new fuel pump is going to be something I've never done before, so –
You know,
be interesting.
My 16-year-old just got a car and got her license, and she's. Nice. I'm driving the car. It's a 2017, and I'm driving it, and I drove it for the first time at night because she needed me to drive it home for some reason, and I'm looking at the headlights, and they're brown. They look brown to me, and I'm thinking to myself, is it because I've just gotten accustomed to these daylight halogens that are part of every car now, or have they always, or is it just these car lights are dim and subpar? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. So did you, are the plastic covers, are they all fogged up?
Well, I don't know. See, they're not fogged up at all. I mean, I looked at the lights themselves, turn them on. They just look dim. They don't look bright. Yeah. But I mean, was it always like that? We just grew accustomed to it. Then now there's.
Oh yeah, I mean, with those incandescent bulbs, yeah, the halogens changed everything. I mean, before that, it was the xenon gas filled lamps that you know, they have they look blue when they're coming at you.
Right.
And but yeah, you can retrofit those things. Just go on your favorite jungle website and type in the make and model of the car, and it'll bring up the headlights you want, and you can change them out for the halogen ones.
Yeah, and you know what? They've got service. They got a service in town where I am, and I guess it's popular because everybody seems to like the new lights. So somebody's been able to create a business out of it to where you basically we'll do it for you. We'll swap them out, and you know, we'll make a quick buck, and out the door you go. And they can do it like, you know, 20-30 minutes.
Yeah. I put them in my truck because, well, now that once the time change happens, I won't see the sun at all except from inside the building. So, so I had to swap them out of my truck for the
super bright LEDs. That blows. Yeah. I can't. I mean, if I had to stay inside all during the daylight hours, that would just drive me nuts. By the way,
it really does give you that seasonal depression, you know?
Sure. But I hear this is the last time we're going to have to do it. This is the switch.
I hope.
I mean, my understanding is that this year will be the last time we fall back and then we're staying on standard time.
I hope so, because I like it right now.
Well, that's we're in daylight saving time right now.
So it'll be standard time. So it'll be dark.
So yeah, this time of the year it'll be getting dark longer. At least that's my understanding. Yeah. That's how we're gonna.
Right.
Well, I mean, now that I say that, now you got me thinking about it. Maybe we're gonna stay with daylight saving time. I have no idea, but I do know that there was a law that passed that said we're going with one time and we're sticking with it. No more of this, you know, fall back, spring forward stuff in Texas.
Is it Indiana or something like that that has like a half an hour difference?
Oh hell, I don't know. I know Arizona doesn't change. There are parts of Arizona that don't.
Right. I don't know. Anyway, yeah, it's frustrating. And so, yeah, I'm getting kind of mentally geared up for that. And I just hate it. I really, you know, not that I'm an outdoorsy type, but it is nice to see the sun when you can.
Sure is. Sure is. And, you know, it's always when you can't get it is when you miss it the most. You know, I'm praying to God I don't catch it, but my household has about with a China virus and strep throat all going on right now. It's like, dude, really? So I'm thinking to myself, it's going to be a miracle if I don't get sick. Absolute miracle.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, lots of sun and vitamin D, and if you need to, go to the pet supply store and get you some ivermectin.
You don't? No. Okay. Wait a minute. You don't go to the pet supply store and get the horse dosage.
No, it's the same thing. Just don't take the horse dosage.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, if it's a teaspoon for the horse, it's probably a drop for you, you know, just, and there's all kinds of instructions on how to do that. It's all based on weight. So
you want something funny? The Mayo Clinic came out on its website and said that ivermectin is used in the treatment of the China virus. And so we highlighted it on the Newsmax show the day after the dang site was taken down. They tried to sneak it back in because it was it was scientifically, you know, sound what they were talking about. And then somebody in Big Pharma said, hey, take that down. That's going to mess with our emergency authorization for the China virus vaccine. So get it down. And they did. They took it down.
Yeah, of course, man. It's really frustrating. And some callers on the talk show this week were talking about, apparently there was a poll put out that said, you know, people skip their medical appointments and just don't have a trust in the medical system anymore, you know. And a lot of people called up and said, my doctor requires masks and I refuse to do it. And so,
dude,
I've missed appointments and, you know, trying to find another doctor. So,
well, you got Rand Paul out there saying that His Eminence Dr. Fauci is a traitor and that he betrayed his country. I'm thinking to myself, whoa, this is getting serious.
Yeah. Dr. Fauci just, man, I don't see how he can claim science in anything he says. So,
well, he's been on every side of the issue.
That's what I'm saying is, you know, how can anybody trust that guy?
No kidding. They've got him in, and this is the greatest soundbite, and it's all over social media too, where he's saying, I never once suggested that we lock down. And then the next soundbite is, advised President Trump to lock down. It's like, gosh, this dude, you're a liar. And he's lying to save his own butt. You know,
who is it that puts out those supercuts of politicians and stuff like that, saying, you know, all of their hypocrisies throughout their careers?
Oh, everybody does that. I mean, yeah,
it's great. Yeah, it's really fantastic when I hear those. Looking forward to the Ranger game tonight. Rangers in the ALCS against the cheating Houston Astros. So getting ready for that. I'm excited.
Now, what game is this? Because remember, I don't follow a lot of the left wing.
Game one of the American League Championship Series.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes. All right. So, pretty stoked about that. It's kind of fun to have a winning team that it seems like are really good guys and not a lot of wokeness going on. And you got the
Wasn't it the Rangers the only baseball team? What was it that they were the only?
Oh, yeah. It was the Rangers who didn't have a pride night.
That's right. They didn't want to get involved in people's sex lives. They didn't want to make anybody mad. So they said, we're just going to play baseball. Thanks. We're not going to do.
Yeah. And just said, hey, you know, we love everybody. Come out to the ballpark.
Yeah.
Don't care.
Don't care who you're sleeping with. Come out and buy our really expensive beer, our really expensive peanuts. And
come out and get a boomstick.
There you go. So,
have you been to the fair yet?
No, I heard there was a bit of an incident at the fair.
Yeah, I read that too. I didn't, I just saw some footage on Daily Mail about it. You know, people filming from the Texas Star, the giant Ferris wheel, and seeing people scattering like cockroaches, you know, because there was some gunfire, I guess.
Yeah, gun-free zone.
In a restaurant. Yeah.
It was a gun-free zone there at the Texas Fair, folks. And some crazy person took a gun into a gun-free zone. Huh. And of course, the Democrats would say that if all guns were outlawed, then nobody would be doing that. No, of course, only the criminals would be doing that. And that's why you can't get into these gun bans. I mean, they're all jumping on the bandwagon. Thankfully, nobody was killed in this. But when you get somebody that goes nuts with a firearm, it's probably better to have the population armed to be able to respond to the aforementioned nut.
Little risky doing that in Texas. I don't care how many gun-free zones you have. Generally speaking, there's going to be a gun pretty close by a well-meaning citizen, you know, so for all you criminals out there.
Yeah, and isn't it funny
little riskier in Texas.
The press is touting all these left-wing Democrats. See, we got to get rid of guns. Uh-huh. What were the circumstances behind this? Oh, we don't know. You know, it's probably going to end up being some dedicated left-winger who, you know, somebody looked at him sideways. One of these criminals the Democrats are always out there supporting. Speaking of criminality the Democrats are supporting, what is your take on, and even Jake Tapper at CNN said he had a Democrat on the set. He's going, man, I think everybody's been shocked at the level of anti-Semitism that is just in your face on the Democrat
Party. This has been pissing me off so much this week. I want every single college kid out there protesting. I want him to be doxxed. I want their names out there. Ooh. And if they're applying for jobs, people hiring, if you disagree with their stance, you better look at their social media accounts. And if they come in for an interview, ask them where they stand, because anybody who supports beheading babies and killing grandmothers and whole families and just gunning down whole farms, you know, those people don't need to be hired.
Well, can I tell you, I went searching for some pictures for the media that we do here about the atrocities against the Israelis.
Yeah. And all the chicken shits had masks on.
Well, not only that, but the scrubbing of social media sites, the scrubbing of search engines, even DuckDuckGo. Every time you pulled up violence in Israel, all you got was blown up buildings in the Gaza Strip.
Yeah.
You know, so they're playing us. And so every single time I find a picture that shows the horror, the savagery, the brutality, the inhumanity of Hamas, I'm sharing it because there's a concerted effort out there among the worldwide left who control some of these search engines and the aforementioned social media sites to suppress all the atrocities done to the Jews and basically say, oh, no, look at what the Israelis are doing to the people in the Palestinian territory. And that's just no bueno, man.
And, you know, we'll have some graduates coming up here in December who are going to be looking for work. And if you're hiring, man, I could not sleep at night if I hired somebody that supported that. And that is not the kind of people I would want around.
Well, you know what?
But I'm sure there are plenty of businesses that agree totally with their stance. So let them hire those kids. But,
well,
yeah. I want to see names. I just, everybody lives their life on social media nowadays. Well, I hope it comes back to haunt them if they're thinking like that.
Well, see, and what about the elected politicians? I mean, it's one thing to have a snot-nosed kid who doesn't know their rear end from a hole in the ground.
Right.
To be out there, I hate the Jews, yay, Hamas. It's quite another thing to have politicians who should know better doing that.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, seriously, what? And no Democrat has been called out by name. And I can name them: Rashida Tlaib, Ayanna Pressley, Cori Bush, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Jamal Bowman. I can name them. So, A, why don't you address the Democrats that won't call out? Because, ooh, they're Democrats and we don't do that in the open. We won't call them out by name. And then maybe address Republicans like Speaker Dade Phelan, who puts those members of that party in positions of power in Texas.
Yeah, it's just disgusting, man. And I don't know. And we've talked about this before. You get the government you deserve, and apparently the people of Minnesota and other places like that kind of thought, like beheading babies, like killing grandmothers.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess they got the people they want, and it's just disgusting to me.
Because we all know the history of the Holocaust, and it was Eisenhower, right, that ordered that as Americans went in and liberated some of these Nazi camps, he ordered photographs be taken for the record to make sure that history never forgot the Holocaust because he intuitively knew there are a bunch of Jew haters out here in this world who would make sure that in the interest of their political agenda, that they would say, oh, it never happened. And hell, they're still, yeah. Despite the videographic evidence today, there are people out there saying, oh, it never happened. Right? So that's what I think is going on with this suppression of what Hamas did to Israel today. There's a modern day effort to basically say, erase all record that these atrocities occurred. And I'm not on board, man. I'm not on board at all.
Nope. There's still some good journalism in the world, you know, and you can find it. Daily Mail has been, I don't know how they get the photographs they get, but it's really incredible. But yeah, you can find it, and I encourage everybody to seek it out because the whitewashing that we're getting. And another thing, I've never understood this about Israel and then quote unquote Palestine. I mean, there is no Palestine except in the Olympics. And I would just love to hear Bibi Netanyahu say, you know what? This is Israel, and from now on, you're going to live under Israeli law and suffer the consequences under Israeli law if you violate that. No more Gaza Strip, no more West Bank. It's all Israel. That's what I'd like to see.
It may end up being just that. And, well, you can understand why those who hate the Jews don't want that happening. And there's a report out there that says that Iran says that they're going to commit resources if Israel doesn't pull back from their efforts to basically do what you're suggesting, which is eliminate Hamas, take over their territory and say, this is Israel. Sorry, no more dividing line. This is all going to be Israel. And that's it.
And you know, there's plenty of Arabs in Israel. So apparently they've learned how to live peacefully, you know, on that side of the wall. And now they can learn to live peacefully on the other side. And
let's go where this naturally devolves, because you and I started our conversation talking about, you know, World War III. You've got the second U.S. carrier group that's been sent over to the region. You've got Hezbollah in the north threatening attacks there. And that's going to be the main point of egress, according to the foreign minister of Iran. They're saying either you stop your efforts to get rid of Hamas in Gaza, or this is going to escalate across the region, says Iran. Yeah. And it's like, it doesn't take much imagination, man, to figure out where this is going.
Well, we better watch our so-called friends Egypt and our so-called friends Saudi Arabia, because I don't know, man. I don't know where they stand, because I'm hearing that Saudi Arabia is kind of faltering now on their deal with Israel and thinking more about Egypt. And so I don't know. I don't know where the whole thing goes. I'm not an expert on that, obviously. And all I know is what I read and kind of what I've been hearing for the last 50 years of my life. You know?
Well, China just facilitated the first phone call between the Saudi prince and the Iran's upper echelon. I think it was the Ayatollah. So that was the first ever conversation between those two. And communist China is the one that implemented that. So if China and not the United States of America is calling the shots now, like, again, we'll go back to World War III, my friends, because we have a complete idiot sitting in the White House.
Perfect opportunity to go snatch a little Taiwan if you're China.
Oh, yeah. And that's going to be the next domino to fall. If I were in Taiwan, I would be having a lot of sleepless nights, that's for sure. And that leads us back to our own border. As you know, latest attack, two Venezuelans attacked a Texas National Guardsman, threw him into a whole bunch of razor wire.
Yeah, you know? And the woman in the two Venezuelans, so it was a man and a woman, she was allowed to go free because she had some kids with her. So
yeah. But it's okay.
Got a court date coming up. Yeah, you know, 10 years from now. Don't forget.
Don't forget. See you later. See you in about 10 years, you know. And by the way, we're not going to track you. We have no way of knowing. So you're absolutely right. This is, and then of course, let's just look at the broader aspect of all of this. We've got 8 million illegal aliens welcomed in by the Democrats and funded by John Cornyn, led into the United States. Millions of them are known gotaways. We have no idea how many of them are radicalized Islamic fundamentalist terrorists, foreign military, what have you. And is it too much out of the realm of possibility that we wake up one day and we find multiple American cities under attack the same way Israel was?
I think it's bound to happen sooner than later.
Yeah.
And, having to drive into downtown Dallas every day makes me very nervous. I'm glad I live in a small town. Not that it couldn't happen here, but chances are a little less likely, I'm guessing. And I fully expect it at any time.
Right. Well, wouldn't it be a marvelous distraction for America's enemies, like communist China, to trigger whatever they, because you'd be stupid. You would have to be a Democrat, redundant, I know. You'd have to be a Democrat to think that our enemies didn't exploit the wide open southern border and put in agents among the 8 million illegal aliens that streamed into the United States. So what a marvelous distraction as terror comes to America's soil, just coincidentally, when China attacks Taiwan.
Yep. And Joe Biden, tripping Joe there. See, trip again coming up. Coming up three stairs, he tripped on two of them.
Yep.
And good Lord, man. Giving Iran $70 million in oil money, or $70 billion, rather, and allowing them to sell oil. And I don't know. It just, Trump had it going on in the Middle East and at the southern border. And not so much anymore,
not
buddy.
Not so much anymore. And, you know, that's the thing. You look at Joe Biden, bumbling, fumbling, stumbling, and it seems the Republicans say, man, look at how colossally Joe Biden is screwing the country and screwing up. Let's play down to his level. Let's not elevate. They can't even choose a speaker. So it seems to me that as the Democrats falter, the Republicans say, wait a minute. We have to show that we're stupid too. And they, right. so nobody gets a clear edge. That's why I think we're being played as a people.
One party wanting to make some money for themselves.
The Uniparty, as they say. Sean Chastain, my friend, always appreciate the visit. Have a great week.
All right, peace.
That's going to put a wrap on this Salcedo Storm podcast. Visit two websites, folks, TexasScorecard.com and ChrisSalcedo.com to catch the latest on Texas and how to find me, your liberty-loving Latino, in various outlets out there, television and radio and podcasting. We do it all. Until we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth isn't measured by how much power is stolen by government. It is measured by how much power is reserved for you and me. We, the people. Stay safe out there, my friends.